Shakhayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudev. Can you hand the Bhagavatam? So we had very nice opportunity to study these slokas. This is just an epilogue for our series. The conclusion of all the six answers was, as we mentioned last night, Krishne Svadhamo Palate Dharma Gyani Dibhi Saha Kalao Noshta Drishamesha Puranar Kaudanodita. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this verse is actually the life and soul of the Krishna consciousness movement. We know that the book that Prabhupada brought, he could have focused on Bhagavad Gita, he could have focused on so many books, but what book did he bring when he came to America? He brought Srimad Bhagavatam. So especially the Srimad Bhagavatam is emphasized. This is also our morning class, very systemized morning class. When I joined this movement, there was no systemized morning class, but Prabhupada introduced this morning Bhagavatam class with Jai Radha Madhava chanting the verse. It was a very important introduction, because Srila Prabhupada saw that at that time devotees were pouring into our temples, new devotees were joining right and left, but there wasn't very much understanding of what is Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, if we simply keep pouring more milk, you're boiling down the milk, but you keep pouring milk, more milk in, then you will never, it will never become proper. He said, boil the milk until it becomes thick and sweet. So he wanted to emphasize that there would be proper training for all the devotees. And that training was actually centered around the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is very, very essential for our Krishna consciousness movement to understand the illuminating power of the Srimad Bhagavatam for our own benefit, because now we are in the darkness of illusion, to understand that this Bhagavatam, it can illuminate our hearts and drive away all the darkness within our hearts, and also for the society in general. So we have a twofold program. We purify our own hearts and we work for the purification of the society in general. These two are actually intertwined with each other, because to the extent that we ourselves are pure, then we have naturally a purifying impact on the atmosphere that we interact with, namely this material society. Yajyadacharati shreshta. According to our degree of purity, we influence. We have an uplifting impact on the society to the degree that we are uplifted. Prabhupada said there is nothing more important than saving the world, but even more important is saving yourself. So, we cannot actually save the world unless we save ourselves. And if we do save ourselves, if we do actually become, as we are meant to become, persons Bhagavatam, persons who are totally immersed in hearing, chanting, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we actually come to our duty to become persons Bhagavatam, persons who live, think, everything, breathe, eat, sleep, everything, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam. If we come to that level, then our society will have a very, very, very powerful and uplifting impact on the entire world's situation. And this is Krishna. The sages are wondering where will religious principles reside? And this is where they reside, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, we have to take this, we have to understand what is this great mercy of the Bhagavatam, this Bhagavad Purana. We have to get our light from it. It is our life, actually. It is our very life. So we take our life, our light, and we share that light. If you actually love someone, you cannot tolerate that they are in a suffering condition. So if you actually love the people of the country of Finland, then you must dedicate yourself to saving them from going down to the animal kingdom in their next lifetime. You must be very enthusiastic how to uplift these people from the darkness of ignorance and bring them to the enlightened platform of Krishna consciousness. So it is always a great joy and happiness for us to come, Mataji and myself, to come and be with you wonderful, wonderful devotees here who are so dedicated, working together cooperatively with Sriman Tattvavad Prabhu for pushing forward this movement here. And we're very thankful for all of your kindness to us. And we hope that you will give us all blessings in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your blessing. Great blessings all over. So, you are leaving just after.
Yeah, after the. Basically, after I offer the flower to Prabhupada, that the group would begin, and we will be ready. So at 7:45, we can load luggage into the car. 7:45. I think that's right after Guru Puja ends.
Yeah.
That's when we can load the car and carry on with our traveling and preaching.
And we'd like to thank his good wife also. You always giving a wonderful example to the older ladies, the proper and snowy behavior, so we are very thankful for that kind of. We don't have many, not too many senior ladies active, so it's a very great blessing also for us. And whatever offenses we may make, we are just apologies. Thank you very much.